Cold temperatures are no surprise for cattle producers who typically calve in January and February. However, the abundant snow and wind are creating challenges this calving season. To combat the conditions, Taylor Grussing, a cow-calf specialist with South Dakota State University Extension, recommends producers decrease wind and provide adequate bedding.
To decrease that wind, whether it's with man-made windbreaks, with some bales, or building some temporary windbreaks to try to keep that wind off of our cattle and our calves, and then also having plenty of bedding available. Anytime we can try to keep their core body temperature warmer, we can hopefully try to conserve some of that energy. So as we go into calving season, so those cows will have plenty of area maybe to go calve and still be on some bedding, which would hopefully keep that calf a little bit warmer.
Along with the cold comes frozen water tanks. While that can be a never-ending battle, Grussing says just a little open water helps improve cow feed intake and digestion.
Cows probably won't come up to drink very often on a windy day, but at those dusk times of nights, maybe when the wind does go down, making sure that water is available for them is key. And then if you do have heaters in your water, making sure your propane tanks are full, and also making sure there's no electricity shortage or anything like that that might cause the animals not to go out for that. When we do have some frozen water, try to take care of it as soon as possible, because once the ground freezes around those pipes, it's pretty hard to get it unthawed.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.